Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Michael. How are you?
I'm swell. It's Raiders week. There's a real lack of big showdown college football games this season early on after the first week. So thank goodness we have some other major things to talk about. And before we get into Broncos Raiders, let's open up with this off of my last guest interview with Adam Morris. What are the odds for the Denver Nuggets? Everyone's saying this is the season they're going after an NBA title, and they have legitimate reason to think that they can contend. Nobody's making them a favorite, not even on this show. But they've got a shot to come out of the West, at the very least. You know, let's look at the NBA championship odds and see who you think should be up there.
Well, I'm a big fan of this Denver team. They've got a lot of great new pieces. They're going to get Murray back. They're going to get Porter back at plus 1,800. I like them. I think there's going to be some drop-off at the top of the West. I don't know if Phoenix can stay healthy. Golden State is going to be missing Otto Porter and Gary Payton. They're both gone for the season. Everybody's getting older there. I like this Denver team. And I'll tell you, if you like a serious long shot, I don't hate this New Orleans team. They played a lot different brand of basketball once they got C.J. McCollum. Of course, they get a healthy Zion Williamson back with a brand new body. And you can catch them right now to win the title at plus 4,000. That's 40-1. I think that's a fine play. My favorite, as far as the pick goes there in the West, is going to be Phoenix. I think re-signing Ayton was huge. I think this is a good basketball team that has a good shot at making it to the finals. But I don't hate this Denver team at all. I think they're right there.
Well, you might have heard, I know you listen, but my last interview was very skeptical of Phoenix and all the personnel problems, attitude problems they're having over there in training camp, and how a lot of guys are not happy to be there. So, we'll see. That was a very convincing argument out of Morris made there. Broncos and Raiders. Broncos, a 2.5-point underdog, go in to play their formerly hated rival. There's a serious lack of hate here, but restoked by Josh McDaniel, probably the most disastrous and disliked Denver Broncos head coach of all time. probably easily in that category. Makes the Raiders hateable again for a lot of folks here. And frankly, it's a big game for a Denver team struggling to find their offense under the new head coach.
I think this comes at the right time. This is one of those classic wrong team favorites, Michael. I know the Raiders are 0-3, but they played three close games. But I just don't see that offense getting much going against this Denver defense for this Denver team with all their problems. Not many of them on the defensive side of the ball. I don't see the Raiders getting much going. I love the Broncos straight up. And certainly if you want a little cushion, you can take them plus the 2.5. But I do think the Broncos do take care of business there in Las Vegas.
All right. Bronco fans are cheered to hear the experts picking the Broncos here. And I like the rationale there.
That's going to be the highlight of my Colorado picks for today, unfortunately.
Okay. Air Force and Navy. I know we have a recorded pick from you at 15-45. I like Air Force. They've outscored Navy 63-10 the last two times they've met. The game is at Air Force. They're a 14-point favorite, which might be too large, but I think they win big at home, and I'm picking Air Force.
Yeah, I know, and I'm going to go the other way. And I mentioned it on the recording. The part that really worries me about this Falcons team is their inability to stop the run. They are giving up 4.9 yards per carry. That's good for 109th in the nation. Navy, they've had a little trouble getting the run game going, but they've been very stout against the run. And Service Academy games, I know the last two have been blowouts. I know the last two in Colorado Springs have been blowouts. But I just think that this game, I could absolutely end up with egg on my face here, Michael. It could be 45-10 Air Force, but I've just got a feeling that this stays a little closer than most people are thinking. I like the middies plus the 14.
All right. Hey, let's get into the rest of your picks. So, Ola, let me ask you about your Chiefs. Their pick'em or -1 in Tampa Bay. Goodwin and Evans, I don't know if they're going to play or not. Are Goodwin and Evans going to play for Tampa Bay?
Evans is going to play. Godwin is not going to play. There's major questions with the rest of the receivers. I know MVS is questionable for Kansas City. Perriman's still questionable for the Bucks. But, Michael, the problem with the Chiefs, in the Patrick Mahomes era, the Chiefs have outplayed the Bucs exactly one half of their two games. The Bucs have outplayed them the other three halves. They went down there a couple years ago and absolutely destroyed them in the first half. Tyreek Hill, I want to say, had like 150 yards in the first quarter. It was just an astounding. And then he got hurt and didn't play the second half. And the Bucs were able to come back and make a game of it. And then, of course, we all know how the Super Bowl went. I've got Tampa Bay here. I think the Chiefs always seem to catch these emotional teams. I think this is going to be a game with a lot of emotions because of the hurricane down there in Florida. And, you know, it reminds me of the Royals were in town when the Boston bombing happened. And, of course, the Royals had to go out and play right after David Ortiz made his somewhat colorful speech. And it seems like Kansas City always finds themselves in this position. I think this is a bad spot for them. I think the Chiefs dropped the 2-2 this week.
Oh, interesting. Okay, I would lean towards the Chiefs, but from a Chiefs fan, that's very compelling. Let's get to your picks for the week. We've got Broncos to win straight up or take the 2.5 points as an underdog, and Navy to cover 14.
Yep, the other one from my recording, this one's kind of down the card. UTEP Charlotte over 56. This Charlotte defense, they're not quite Hawaii bad, but they are really close. I think UTEP, a team that doesn't put up a lot of points normally, I think they go for 30-35 against Charlotte, and that should put us over the total. I'm going to fade my K-State Wildcats coming off their big win against Oklahoma last week. I think this is going to be a letdown spot. Texas Tech getting more than a touchdown. K-State may squeak out a victory, but I think Texas Tech with 7.5 is the play there. Looking at the Pac-12, Oregon State, Utah, I've got the under 54.5. That should be a good game. I think it's going to be a better game than people anticipate. This Oregon State team as a way of sneaking up on people. I like their defense. I'm going to play the under there. And I'll take KU as the home underdog. Rock chalk, buddy. As Iowa State comes to town, this Iowa State team hasn't been great. KU, kind of everybody's darling right now. I think they feel snubbed about not being in the top 25. I'll take them at home, getting points, and finish up the college card with the Buffs. I can't do it. 17.5 is a ton, and Arizona is not good. But this Colorado rush defense is so bad. It is last in the nation at the yards given up per game. I got to do it. I can't. The Buffs have burned me too many times. I'm taking Arizona minus the 17.5. And moving on to the major leagues, we're going to take the Mets, Braves under 7.5. We're going to take the Rockies, Dodgers under 8.5. NFL, I've got the Colts minus 3.5. This Titans rushing defense is horrific. And I think Jonathan Taylor finally gets to eat. And the other two we mentioned, Broncos plus 2.5, Chiefs minus the 1. That'll do it.
All right, college, I've got Louisville to beat Boston College, beat the pants off them by 2 touchdowns, minus 13.5. I always think you can't go wrong expecting little from Boston College since they joined the ACC. East Carolina, as you mentioned, one of my favorites, minus 9.5 at Southern Florida. The game not even going to be played there. It's going to be played in Boca Raton at Florida Atlantic because of the hurricane. I'll take Louisiana, plus 8.5, an underdog. They probably should be favored in this game against South Alabama. They've won 9 in a row against South Alabama. Oklahoma in a bounce back, favored by 5.5 at unbeaten TCU, but a bounce back game after Kansas State. They've covered, 6 of the last 7, I think, against TCU. They're 10-1 against TCU as well, and straight up. Wake Forest, plus 6.5 at Florida State. I'm not sure Wake Forest shouldn't be favored in this game. Florida State's unbeaten, certainly has a win over LSU, but not much else, and LSU's not great. Wake Forest played Clemson to a standstill. And as I mentioned, I'll take Air Force. In the NFL, should have done this last week, but I'm a week late, but we'll see. I've got Detroit, minus 3.5 against Seattle. I've got the Cowboys, minus 3 against the Washington Commanders. Dallas at home, only favored by 3 points over a bad Commanders team. I'm surprised because the Cowboys are so much over bet that the line is this favorable. And that'll do it for us, Scott.
All right, Michael, one thing. You do know that Detroit is going to be missing Swift and Amon-Ra St. Brown, right?
Oh, no. I guess I didn't factor that in.
Yeah, that was announced late yesterday, so I just Just wanted to make sure you had all the info there.
Well, that's good to know, and I guess maybe we'll take that one off the board.
Well, that's a guaranteed winner. Since I said that, you removed it. That is an absolute stone-cold lock to cover.
Yeah, yeah. Now that I'm not doing it, it'll always win. Good point, Scott. Scott Steen, winners and winners.com. We'll compare wins and losses next week. Thank you.
All right, Michael. Have a great week, my friend.